Coaches Inside programs continuing tonight, talking more Hillmount Academy basketball. We're joined now by the boys coach, Christian Wessel, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Coach, there's just so much to talk about as we recap this season, but a couple games real quick. You guys played back-to-back nights to close out the regular season last Thursday and Friday night. Two big wins. First up, it was Jackson Heights, 63-31, and then Friday, right back at home against McLouth, 83-34. So you guys are playing as good as anybody in the classification and closing out the regular season with two big-time wins. Take us back to those two games, back-to-back nights, and obviously, again, your team playing well here to close out the regular season.
I thought we came out and had a great energy from the start in both of those games. I think, you know, defensively, we've preached that all season. In the past, you know, 2 weeks or so, I think we've really started to impose our size and athleticism with our opponents. And so, you know, being aggressive and defending and jumping and playing in the passing lanes, I think that has been kind of our key for us the past few weeks to be successful. Really happy with just the energy of the guys and the effort they've put in the past few weeks. And it's, you know, it's really good to have a strong momentum going into the sub-state. But, you know, the key here is it's a new season this week. And so we have to kind of put behind us what's behind us, which has been good, but then refocus on what's up next week.
Well, it was just a fantastic season for you guys and still a lot to play for, obviously. You guys have won 11 consecutive games, an 18-2 record, a perfect season in the Northeast Kansas League. You swept the championship once again. There's just so much you can probably take away from that. But just, again, focusing on the task at hand ahead, which we'll talk about here in a moment. But when you have just kind of a second to kind of reflect on the regular season and how good you guys were, you know, what are some things that stand out there, a few players that stand out to you? And obviously, it's, again, still a lot to play for, but a fantastic regular season for you guys.
Yeah, it's really been a fun journey with this group. I think it starts with our four seniors, Raheem, Owen, Brody, and Luke, and their leadership has just been spectacular. They come to practice with the energy and they keep everybody focused, and they, you know, they've had great seasons. Brody, Owen, and Luke in particular, you know, they've been here for 4 years in the program, and so they each just bring something to the table and really keep us grounded in who we are. You know, they all three have had a great season. Owen's really came alive defensively, and just, I mean, he comes out and gives us monster minutes at the start of each quarter to be aggressive. Brody had a great season. You know, Brody hit 500 rebounds on his career the other night, which is a great milestone. I can't think of another person that's done that here. And then Luke, just, you know, all-around player, all-around scoring threat. They really set the tone. And then those other guys, Dark, obviously has a big impact. Bo Wirtz has a big impact. DJ Duran Ducumbe, Leon, Adrian Corbelick, just a list of them, right, that have embraced their role and done the next thing that they need to do. And it's been a great journey.
Coach, let's talk about the sub-state bracket. The success that you guys had in the regular season earned you the number one seed, but it certainly doesn't guarantee you a spot in the state tournament. You guys are going to get a very familiar opponent, literally the last team you played just a handful of days ago in McLouth. But you take a look at the rest of the bracket. Care Paravel, Jackson Heights, potential second-round opponent from one of those two. Horton, Maranatha, Rossville, and Donovan West. I kind of look at that Rossville team at the bottom of the bracket out of the Big East as a potential team you could see down the road, but your overall thoughts on the eight teams total in this bracket and what you got to do to advance here to get to a state tournament in a couple of weeks?
You know, it's going to be a good sub-state for us. There's some teams that can play. There's some teams that can be really dangerous and come alive. You know, we try not to forecast and look too far ahead. Right now, the only thing we're talking about in practice is taking care of McLouth. You know, they're going to come out and they're going to play hard, and we fully expect them. They have some kids that can shoot. And we got the better advantage the last time we played, but, you know, that can quickly change, and that's just how basketball works with them. And then, you know, talking to the kids a lot about not looking at records because that can be very inflated. I think, you know, looking at the bracket as a whole, someone like Care Paravel, you know, that's a very dangerous team. They've played some pretty good competition. Obviously, you know, a lot of people are talking about Rossville, and they're very good. They're very talented, and they play a very tough schedule. So, you know, I mean, kids are going to be kids, and coaches are going to be coaches, and we're going to look ahead. I mean, we're not going to lie about that. But at the same time, we need to channel all of our energy into the next game, and that's what we're going to be working on.
Great stuff as always, Christian Wessel, Moore Hill Mounts Academy boys basketball coach, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. The run for the Ravens to the state tournament, it starts tonight at home against McLouth. Of course, games next week as well with semifinals and a potential championship next Friday night at Valley Heights. Well, Coach, can't thank you enough for your time all season long. It's been a heck of a ride, heck of a journey. We appreciate it very much. Good luck here in the sub-state tournament, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Hey, thanks for all your work this season. We really appreciate you.